98.1 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nick's just on 10 past 8 this morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Now, Adam Shan is an award-winning Australian journalist and a writer, and his new book has just hit the shelves. It is The Real Chopper Behind the Scenes, or Getting to Know the Real Chopper Reid there. Look, Adam is joining me on the line. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Adam, thanks for taking the time to have a chat this morning. Now, look, you've written this tell-all book about Chopper, Mark Chopper Reid. Why Chopper?
Well, I'd been talking to him for about 10 years. I began as a sort of rookie crime reporter, you know, after a long career doing other things, and he was the first person who would speak to me, you know, and he kept speaking to me throughout the next 10 years. It's only later that I realised that some of his stuff was a little bit made up, a little bit, you know, exaggerated.
Oh, right, so a little bit embellished.
Well, it was. I mean, he wrote 10 books, and he realised that he could give the public what they wanted, you know, which was... You know, there was the his alter ego, Chopper Reid, going out there and killing pedophiles and torturing drug dealers and all the people we didn't like, you know. So he was sort of like a superhero for our times, if you like. And he knew that people would keep buying books if he kept writing these stories. And he never really revealed his own sort of fragile human self underneath.
So do you get into that fragile self that is Mark Chopper Reid, I guess the real side of him?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I sort of getting to his childhood friends who saw a whole different kind of guy who was a lonely kid who didn't have a lot of friends, and he was a big kid, and he found his way into gangs where, you know, those childhood gangs where, you know, he could be used as a muscle, and he thought he could appeal to people like that. And he was a huge fan of cowboy, you know, comics and gangster books and things, and he built a whole fantasy life out of those books, which he then set out to achieve, to actualize in the real world. You know, he was not a successful crook. I mean, people will remember Mark as the Australia's greatest criminal or whatever, but yeah, he in fact was a very unsuccessful crook. Everything he ever did, he was caught for.
Adam, you sat down with him over 10 years to get to know him. Did you guys actually become friends?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I could see in him there was a different character to the rough and ready Chopper Reid, who was lopping off toes and burning off feet with blow torches and things. Mm-hmm. And he was a guy that had a view on the world outside of crime, and he could express it. He could sit down and talk with anyone. He could converse from anything from, you know, Al Capone to Nietzsche. You know, he's a very versatile and intelligent fellow, and such a waste, really. You see, I mean, one of the overriding themes in the book is the fact that men just don't grow up. We take till we're 40 till we stop mucking around, and if you get put in a jail situation, it can be even longer. And I think that's what Mark was all about. If someone had taken him in hand in his late teens, early 20s, he wouldn't have done the extra 20 years of jail. Such a waste of life. And he realised that at the end, that was, you know, for all his bravado about no regrets, he had plenty.
It's very interesting. Look, Adam, plenty more I want to know about this. Do stick around. I'm chatting to Adam Shand, who's the author of The Real Chopper Reid. I never knew.